Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. Today we're going to be focused on how Zorro can help you achieve big results. You mean by Zorro? Well, in the movie The Mask of Zorro, if you remember how it begins, there's this scene where this guy is struggling and frustrated and not able to achieve the goals he wants in life, and you know, overall gets to a point where he starts drinking and really just doling himself out of life. And that's the moment when he crosses paths with his teacher. And if you remember, his teacher takes him back to the cave, and in the cave he draws a circle on the ground and he says, "Nothing in your life matters unless it's inside this circle." And for this beginning part of the film, they teach him how to fight and how to do all these things. Everything exists within the circle. Now, what's interesting, there's a concept, because if you remember what Zorro stands for, he's this wild, you know, amazing man who fights off all the villains and does these amazing things and is great with women and all this other stuff. But it didn't start that way. How did they take him from a guy struggling, depressed, and frustrated with life to someone who's mastering the skill to take on the bad guys, you know, defend the innocent, and be so great with women? And it all starts with this whole little tiny circle concept. It's the ability for him to focus only on the small, manageable, controllable tasks within the circle and mastering them. Now, how does this relate to you and your goals? So many people in the beginning, especially young people, we get excited, we get ambition, we have huge goals that we want to accomplish. You start hearing stuff like, instead of trying to make $1 billion, try to change 1 billion lives, which is ambitious and huge and great to work towards, and it's very altruistic and amazing. At the same time, for most young people, according to research and science, if they start off with such a big goal, in the beginning it's exciting, and you start to work towards it, you start to make progress, you start to get momentum, a couple things don't work, and then it starts to feel as if you're so far away from the peak of this mountain that it's not even worth continuing the climb. And what's fascinating is people start to give up. And they say, you know, I remember a phrase, it said, people die in their 30s but aren't buried till their 80s. And I remember thinking, oof, what does that mean? Well, what it means is people give up on their dreams, their goals, their desires, somewhere around 30, and then just kind of exist through the rest of their life because that huge dream they were going after seems like they're not getting anywhere close to it by the age of 30, so they stop trying. I want to prevent that from happening from you. So how do we prevent it? Start small. Start just with a little circle of what you can control and start building the confidence and the certainty through experience that you can absolutely make progress every single day. How do we make that happen? We created a cool worksheet for you today, and what I want you to do is start identifying, you know, what are your long-term goals? So what do you want to achieve 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now in the major categories of your life? And then what are the short-term goals? Meaning, what do you want to achieve in the next 30 days in each category of your life? And what I want you to do is start to link up in your mind every day. By doing this exercise each day, it's going to lead to that 20-year health goal I'm trying to get to. By doing this emotional exercise each day, it's going to get me to that 20-year emotional goal I'm trying to get to. And when you can start linking that up and checking off every day, one simple action in each major category of your life. If you want more information on this, go to our book, Live It, Achieve Success by Living with Purpose. We give you lots of details of how to do all this. But we're gonna give you a simple worksheet with a couple examples that you can use for yourself to get started. And in that worksheet, we're just gonna help you identify a couple areas, help you identify a couple actions you could take each day, as well as the ultimate vision for a couple categories. And that way you have a plan of consistent daily action. Now, if you're willing to do that for 21 or 30 days in a row, it'll start to build the confidence that it's working, you're making momentum, you're achieving results, you're creating progress, and that stacked again and again and again and again and again is what leads up to those huge goals. There's also something, you know, the geometric growth for most people doesn't show up in the beginning. And if you know compound interest, it's like grass growing, grass growing, grass growing, grass growing, and all of a sudden it gets towards the end and it's like, yoop, and it shoots up like a rocket ship. That's exactly what happens with a lot of times the results in your own life. You know, the first day you go to the gym and work out your abs, you don't see a six pack for most people. But you work and work and work, nothing. Work and work and work, nothing. A little bit of progress. You feel better. You know, feel tighter, feel more slim. Work and work, work, nothing. Work and work, nothing. Work and work, nothing. And then one day, it's like, dink, there they are. And then you get like better and better and better so much faster as long as you keep consistent. So what we want to help you do is start setting up the little tiny daily wins for yourself so you can feel the momentum building, feel the excitement behind it, and really truly keep making progress towards your dreams, your goals, your desires. Enjoy this episode, download the worksheet, have some fun with it, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV.